This is the all-new Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Ball Game. Mike Prater and Johnny Mallory on Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket. It's time to go in the crease with the Idaho Steelheads. On your home of Idaho Steelheads hockey, Sports Radio The Ticket.
Love it. Prater and the Ball Game hitting up that Fat Guy's Fresh Deli hotline, bringing on Idaho Steelhead forward Will Merchant. Joining us right now is the Steelheads, currently tied in the Mountain Division with 12 points with the Tulsa Drillers, and Will Merchant with us right now. Will, thanks for the time. You're having a heck of a year so far. 5 goals in 11 games, so congratulations on that, and welcome to Idaho Sports Talk. What you doing right now, dude?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's always fun to chat with you guys. Good to be back after a long 12-day road trip, so it's always good to get home, hang out, be in Boise again.
You've been a Steelie since 2016, one of more games played on this team than most of those guys. So you've seen Steelheads and you've seen what's worked. What's this team's biggest strength, Will?
I think in the past we've always wanted to be big, strong, being in the Mountain Division. That was kind of the motto with everything. But the game has changed. It's a lot of speed, offense, and that's what we have. I know there's a lot of stats going around, but we control a lot of the game. Obviously, the more game you control, the better chances are you're going to have a good chance to win that night, too.
We're talking to Will Merchant, leading scorer for the Idaho Steelheads, home for 3 games this weekend, downtown Boise against the Adirondack Thunder, Wednesday night, Friday night, Saturday night. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the last year and a half, the last 2 years. We've all been a little it's been a little weird out there, Will, in case you haven't noticed.
Yep.
And I noticed that some of your teammates went off and played hockey. Some of your teammates went off and did other things. You stayed in Boise. You wanted to play in Boise. You didn't go anywhere else. And I think you may have even gotten a part-time job at a golf course. So how the hell did you keep yourself busy the last year and a half?
Yeah, obviously weird year, so everyone kind of had to make a decision on what they wanted to do. I've been here in Boise for so long, and I wanted to stick around. So I didn't really see myself going to play anywhere last year. So I found, part-time jobs. I was working at a golf course, golf shop, Wide World of Golf. So kind of keeping myself busy, but doing some stuff I kind of enjoy to do as well.
Well, I've always found that, I don't know if weird's the right word, but I've always been very curious. And I'm a golfer myself, and I certainly love to follow hockey. What is it about hockey players and golf? Because you guys are not only playing it a lot, but you guys are pretty damn good at it.
It's a great activity for us to get away from the rink. We spend a lot of time there, but it's nice to get away, get out for 4 hours with a few buddies and, whack the ball around a little bit. But it's, kind of similar to what we do on the ice, how we hold the stick. Not exactly the same, but it's, similar concepts.
You're not out there teaching young kids, hold the golf club just like you do the hockey stick. That's not going to work, is it?
No, I probably wouldn't be going too far in golf if I did that.
How did your golf game get better at least?
It did. I played a lot more. Getting into the golf biz is always kind of fun. It's enjoyable, but you get to play a lot more too, which is great.
Will Merchant hanging out with us, Idaho Steelheads. They're back home tomorrow. It's $2 beer night, by the way.
Nice.
So swing on by the ICA and let's watch the Steelies and our guest skate around the rink tomorrow. Will, we talked once about the easiest job in sports, okay? And our clubhouse winner, we haven't been able to top this. It's in hockey, and it's the penalty box attendant, that guy who sits in the penalty box. He opens the door when a guy gets a penalty and comes in. He grabs his little clipboard and logs the time in and time out. You hear me say this. Are you on board with it? Is that the coolest, easiest job in sports?
Probably. You get right in the action. You're right there. Anytime there's a fight, there's plenty of words being said between the two penalty boxes, so I'm sure they hear a lot of stuff.
Have you ever had a conversation with one of those guys? Do you ever say anything?
Yeah.
Like, how's the missus?
You know his name here?
I don't. They kind of switch all the time, but we talk, whenever we're on the road, they always ask, how's Boise? How's the weather? Chit-chat for a little bit. Nothing too crazy, but just a little bit of small talk.
Hey, Will, I had a guy one time he was Canadian, and he called me a hoser. What does that mean? I know you're from Maine, you're American, but what's a hoser?
Honestly, I don't know. It could be more of like a poser in a way, where he's referencing to you, but I'm not sure. Okay. It can switch wherever you're at. You know, Canadians have a different meaning for it, too.
Well, Merchant, I had a chance to talk to you, to Coach Sheen about this last week, and he thinks it's a blessing, as we get back into hockey just a little bit, that you get to go on this six-game, 12-day road trip early in the season. Brand new team, everybody's bonding, everybody's doing their thing. He said a lot of guys are going to be watching a lot of film, but there's also chances to go off and get to know your guys, get to know your teammates. How much different is this team now than it was when you went on this road trip? How does that road trip evolve a roster?
I mean, it's, you know, when we get together, obviously, we're, you know, spend time here in Boise. You know, we see each other a lot, but, you know, when you're on the road, you're eating meals with each other. You're doing a lot of things with each other just because there's only so much you can do. You know, we went through a lot of, you know, injuries, just a grind in, you know, 12 days there on the road. So it really brings everyone together even closer.
Will Merchant, Idaho Steelhead forward here on our Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline. You talked about going on the road and going to a lot of different arenas, the ECHL. It's a pretty big league. Well, what's Boise like, comparatively speaking, to maybe some other teams in the Mountain Division as a hockey town? Will, you've been in this league a while.
Yeah, I mean, by far, we have the best fans, you know, night in, night out. People show up, you know, I'm going to have the biggest rink out there, but they're loud, you know, and that's, I feel like, a big difference between place to place. You know, the fans here really enjoy the games. You know, and having that year and a half away from the game, I think people are even more excited right now.
All right, Will, tomorrow night, I don't know if you're probably not aware of this because you got a hockey game to go off and win, but my partner here, Johnny Ballgame, is going to replace the legendary Britt Talbert in the PA announcing booth tomorrow. Johnny Ballgame is going to take over the Wednesday night shifts. Don't worry, Britt will be back on Fridays and Saturdays. My guy's nervous over here. He's a pro. He's done this before. He's going to be absolutely fantastic tomorrow night, but I need a little help. I need a little bit of love for my guy. First of all, you probably don't listen to the PA announcer, although it's impossible to ignore Talbert and his voice. What makes a good PA announcer, and what kind of advice do you got for my man Ballgame here?
You know, a little energy, you know, people like that. Just, you know, be enthusiastic, and I think people feed off that pretty well.
I think I can do that, man.
I think you checked the energy and enthusiastic box, Ballgame.
I think, yeah. Will, I think I'm gonna do well by you guys, bro. I really am. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited to hear you.
Hey, what's the best hockey video game ever?
Ooh, I mean, I personally like the classics. You know, we have one in our locker room. Our equipment manager has a old arcade, you know, NHL, I don't even know what it is, 1980 or something like that. You got the joysticks and everything, so we play that a lot in our locker room.
Oh, that's sweet, dude. I didn't know the Steelies had a hockey video game in their locker room. I love that.
You're not invited, Ballgame. You're not invited. Hey. Will, before we let you go, we appreciate your time. We're probably interrupting your afternoon nap because I know the you athletes who play at night like to have naps, although the game isn't until tomorrow. But not only are we going to have Johnny Ballgame tomorrow doing the PA, but we're going to honor the day. We've got Barry Melrose joining our show tomorrow. What's Barry Melrose like? What's his reputation like in the hockey world? We love him as a media guy. He's very entertaining. Do hockey players feel the same way?
Yeah, I think he's obviously a legend in the game. You know, everyone knows his name, you know, when he played and stuff like that. But I think even now, just him as a sportscaster and everything like that, you know, people even, you know, recognize him even more. But he's does a great job at his job and, you know, does a good job.
But what's the first thing we need to ask him? What's the most important thing to ask Barry Melrose tomorrow, other than advice for Johnny here?
You're asking this a lot of questions of this guy, Prater.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I mean, you can go a lot of different ways. Favorite memory, just kind of something just off the to see what he's got to say, but maybe favorite person he's ever talked to.
Well, you're a soft-spoken guy. What would you be if you weren't a hockey player? I feel like I'm talking to my insurance agent right now.
Ooh, that's a good one. You know, I had to think about that last year with, you know, our season being shut down. I was exploring jobs, but, you know, like I said before, I've been in the golf business doing a bunch of stuff. So, you know, it's very intriguing for me. I love the sport. So, you know, maybe down the road, something possibly I get into, either be a part of a course or something like that.
Sounds good. I feel a possible golf round coming up with you and my partner, Mike Prater. We'll be in touch, Will Merchant, and you know, hit them where they ain't tomorrow on the ice. I'll see you down there. And when you hear that wacko PA guy, you know it's me, bro.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Tomorrow night, the Steelies back on the ice. Puck drops, what, about 7:10, I believe, at the ICA. And
You better not believe. You better know for sure.
It's 7:10.
You got to show up for work, dude.
I know. Prater, don't. Why are you adding pressure on this?
Well, why did you say I believe? You got to come strong, dude. Have confidence. Own it. It starts at 7:10, and you better be there on time.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't want to... You know, narc off, Johnny. But Prater, a few months ago, last month when we were bowling on Wednesday nights, Johnny looked at me kind of panicked one night. He goes, Steelheads aren't at home tonight, are they?
You guys.
Get a little
man.
More organized ball game. Don't ever not show up for work, my friend.
I will be there, and I'm excited to do that. That's tomorrow, and all the Steelheads games. So that game's going to air, JP, on AM 1350.
And 95.3 FM.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. And 95.3 FM.
Absolutely.
And Barry Melrose tomorrow, right here on Idaho Sports Talk at 315, live and local, my friends.
Going to be sweet. Speaking of sweet, still some sweet bids live now on KTIK.com. Again, you can go to our website and bid on stuff that's really cheap and stuff you're going to love. Inexpensive, I should say. Good stuff. Paul Petrino, the Battle of the Domes, Idaho. Idaho State in football. Idaho Vandalhead football coach with us next. We're KTIK, the ticket.